Good morning. Our readings, as we continue to follow the Gospel of Luke, make a little shift beginning this week. We've been talking about discipleship, what it means to follow Christ. Now, instead, we begin to look at the kingdom of God, the reign of God, and soon it will be the end times, which is a part of that whole issue and topic. It began our reflection with Isaiah, our first reading today. God proclaims through Isaiah, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts." So what you think, or how you understand things to be, what judgments you make, may not be totally correct. Or in truth, it is certainly not the whole picture. Our thoughts, our ways, are not God's thoughts and ways. So a little humility will serve us well in dealing with the gospel today and also with the scriptures as we go forward this fall. The gospel illustrates how much our ways can be different from God's. The parable that's told is about people hired, some hired early in the day, some hired late in the day, some working all day long in the hot sun, some only for an hour or less, and yet they are all paid the same amount. It troubles our sense of justice, our way of thinking. It isn't fair. Those who worked all day in the hot sun didn't get what they deserved, it seems to us. God's ways are different than ours. He said to the people, "I will pay you what is just." In today's parable on the kingdom of God, the reign of God is a reign of divine generosity, and we are invited to participate in it. If God invites others, we should be happy that they join us. Divine generosity is not a limited commodity. Their enjoyment will take nothing away from ours. On the contrary, if we truly share in the generosity of God, their enjoyment will enhance ours. Let's take a look at the workers and their envy. What did they want from the owner? It seems they had no concern for the vineyard itself, only the salary. Like the hired shepherds, they were contract workers. He had no stake in the produce. Any job would have been the same to them, as long as they received the payment they thought they deserved. So our first question might be, are we working for pay, seeking a divine reward for our goodness, or our work, or our efforts? In this life, a reward in this life, or a reward in the beyond? Now, the owner of the vineyard focused at least as much on the good of the workers as on the work itself. None of the workers had more need of wage than others. The families of those who waited all day to be hired would be just as hungry as the family of those who worked the full time. The owner gave to them all what they needed to survive. See, our thoughts are different. Justice for us means the good are rewarded. The more you work, the more the reward. And the bad, in contrast, must be punished. This is not God's thinking. God's thinking, an interesting concept. So let's propose a question to try to make it a little more close. What if everybody went to heaven? What if everybody went to heaven? How does that make you feel? If we're conditioned to a competition for heaven mindset, then perhaps we share the feelings of those who worked all day in the heat. That wouldn't be fair. I mean, didn't God ever go to a football game? There must be winners and losers, right? Us against them. Does God get it? What life is it a competition? Perhaps it's us that don't quite grasp or accept the generous mercy of God. Now, we don't know what happens beyond death. Stories of judgments in the scriptures are not about what happens at death or the end of time, but about before death, how we should be living now. And revelation about God is always focused on God's love and mercy. Or perhaps the parable is given to us so that we might not be so sure of ourselves. Perhaps a little more accepting of the mercy of God. Or perhaps it's about trying to align our thinking, our behavior, and our judgments along the line of God's thinking, God's mercy, God's compassion. I mean, isn't it inconsistent to announce the mercy of God and then resent when others experience it? We're called to grasp what has been revealed, and this parable is one example, and extend the same kind of mercy towards others, the same kind of generosity, the same kind of love and mercy. Perhaps this is about God's ways, but perhaps it's more about our own arrogance and selfishness. You have made them equal to us, the early hires complained. Yeah, all equal in God's sight, in God's love, in God's compassion. No one deserves the generosity of God. We confirm that at Mass each time. Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. Divine generosity is always a scandal for people who believe that it should only be granted to those who deserve it. No one deserves the generosity of God. It's a free gift to all who will accept it. If we think we deserve it, then we will resent those who, in our judgment, do not. We will judge them. We would condemn them. It is arrogant to think that we have earned God's blessings, and it is selfish to want to keep them to ourselves. Indeed, what if everyone went to heaven? Wouldn't that be great?